glasses. Are these the one you'll be wearing, honey?
Yeah, I'll wear them if I need them. Well, how do you make it bigger, huh? You click on top here? That thing?
Yes, in the middle.
There we go. It's actually fall later.
Why do I not have a picture?
So is this volume up all the way, huh? Look.
We can hear you.
Oh, you can hear me.
I can hear you.
You can hear me chomping down on my sandwich?
Yeah, well, you should go eat.
You hear me, Joe?
Hey, Russ. How's it going?
Okay, hanging in there.
I don't have a picture of me.
You got, that's good enough.
What, just a B?
You got a B. That's you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's you. You're a B. B for Beverly.
That's right. But how do I get rid of it?
I don't know what you did to get the B.
I don't know what I did.
Stop. Did you?
We know who it is. B for Beverly.
Bab, did you join with video? You have to join with video.
I did, yeah. And I'm just clicked on start video, and I noticed there's an arrow through it.
Oh, I you didn't click on the right one. Then go. I got to go back out and come back in.
With the okay, video. Goodbye. I'll be back.
Joe,
yeah.
Drop your screen, push it down more so that we could see you like a full face. There you go. A little bit. Okay, that's good.
You want to see that ugly face? Okay, you got it.
Yeah, that's you good. All right, that's a little bit better.
I'm just gonna in my German comments. Not yet. Oh, Merit is telling me to keep my mouth shut.
Yep.
Yep, because everybody can hear, and we're not starting the meeting yet.
Yes. I'll wait.
Don't talk with your mouth full either.
Right. Well, yeah, my mom told me that too, and there I am, not listening.
He's eating his lunch. Mm. We don't know where it came from.
Just a quick announcement. I've been hacked, so if anyone gets an email that appears to be from me, do not answer it or respond to it in any way.
Okay.
I received
Thanks,
a call.
Joanne.
Yeah, I received a call from somebody about an hour ago. So I'm trying to let everybody know.
Oh, boy.
Another headache.
We got plenty of them.
with Bob Shortlitz's letter. I'm looking to see if he wants to. I'm going to see if we got, you know. First, I got to see if we can even nominate him. Sorry.
Ken.
I put a lock, but who knows?
Well, try hitting unmute on your screen. Got it. Thank you.
Over there.
You better find it. Maybe look over there.
Over here?
Yeah, it's on here.
It's not an old paper. It's not to be there.
No.
Okay. Do we have Keith or Jack on board?
Yeah, I'm here.
Keith is here.
Good. Okay.
Jack, hit unmute on your... There you go. Never mind.
No. It's just a. Oops, what happened? How come I've gone brown?
I've gone brown. I'm still just getting the B.
So you can just be B. We'll call you B for today. That'll be your new name.
It's weird, huh? I can't figure it out. Yeah.
We can hear you loud and clear.
That's good. You just can't see me. How beautiful I am today.
I know. You're probably all shooting it out for today.
Oh, I did. I put on special stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, I bet you're dressed to the nines.
Yep, of course.
Yeah, of course. You always are dressed like that, though.
Thank you, Joe.
Hey, I only speak the truth. Yeah, I already read over that. So many things. That's from last time. Somebody else will have to screw it up.
Yeah.
What does this here? This stuff here folded up.
Oh.
Is that it?
That's
something else.
Okay, there it is.
Yeah, right there. You did it, not me. Okay. Read that. Thank you.
You already did that.
I see your whole kitchen, Joe.
You want to buy it?
No, thank you.
You want to buy it? No?
Did you put it back up for sale again?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you found a place?
Yes.
Did you?
Yep.
Where are you going?
Palm Coast.
Palm Coast. Oh, okay.
Far up north.
We'll miss you.
Yeah, well, I can still do this. I can still, you know, chime in, see how things are going.
Yeah, you can chime in and say hello to us.
I can.
Yeah.
I will.
Gets colder up in Palm Coast.
I'm okay with that. I mean, 95 degrees every day. Woo.
Yeah, it's getting ridiculous.
It's a little tough. I guess it's
94 up there.
Yeah, I'm okay with that too. I'm okay with it. You want to start now? It's 1:30. How many people do we have?
1:30. Got a quorum. Let's go.
Okay, let's do it. I'm calling to order the meeting of Fort Milder Holiday Park, Mobile Home Park Recreation District for August 25th, 2020 at 1:30 p.m. It's called to order. We're going to bypass the invocation. We need to do the Pledge of Allegiance. We got a flag. Is Laurie around?
Yeah. Russ has
okay, there's
a flag.
Okay, there's a flag right there. So do the Pledge of Allegiance. Do it. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States
of America
and to the Republic of
which it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Sherry, could you do the roll call, please?
Sure can. Joe Prisco?
Here.
Joanne Gagan?
Here.
Beverly Elias?
Here.
Keith Richer?
Here.
Russ Livermore?
Here.
Jack Emmerich?
Here.
Barbara Whitnick? Cheryl Moore? Here. And Cherie, are you joining us today?
Here.
Thank you. Chairman announcements, Joe?
Yeah, okay. We'll go with that next. And I just want to mention, I wish the people that make those negative comments over on our website would stop doing that. It's not good for the park. If you have a complaint, you can file it with me or any trustee or with the manager. I wish you would stop putting that stuff over onto our website. It's no place for that. That's my take on that. The other thing I wanted to quickly do, I wanted to do a quick vote on the Kubota. I hopefully you guys all got that from me. We have a bill of $252.
Oh yeah.
He made an offer of $1,000 and he would pay the $252. So I counted with $1,200. So he's offering to pay our bill. It's one of the people that work up at Coastal Equipment and MIMS. He will pay our bill for $252 and give us a check for $1,200. The cost to fix it is approximately $2,500. That's what it would cost us to fix it. This way, it's not going to cost us nothing. We'll get $1,200 in our bank account. He said we could probably sell it between $3,500 and $4,500. So, I mean, for the extra $300 or $400 or $500 that we could make, I would recommend that we just accept the offer from Coastal Equipment to purchase Kubota from us.
At the last meeting, did we? At the last meeting, did we put it up for bid for 30 days?
No, that was. I'll ask Sheree about that. She was supposed to get me those. That was for the oil tank, the gas tank. Okay.
Don't worry about that then. I just wanted to know if the
Kubota. This is the other piece of machinery I had.
About now.
We had it brought out. They reviewed it. It's going to be about $2,500 to fix it, and then we'd get it back, and then we'd have to sell it because we have no use for a big mower like that. So
it just didn't. All I wanted to know is we didn't have something else going on right
now.
That's fine. Thank you.
So I need to, do I have a motion to go ahead and accept it, or you want to keep it and sell it ourselves? But we'd have to, it's going to cost us $2,500.
I make a motion. I make a motion. We accept the bid.
I would second the motion to accept the bid of $1,200. And then, you know, he'll come down, give us a check, pay us or whatever way we want to get paid. I'm sure that, you know, we're dealing with them as a business. I'm sure that their check would be good. I'll take this. In this instance, I don't think we need a treasurer's check because it's an employee of Coastal Equipment that's going to purchase it.
Is the check from Coastal Equipment?
It'll probably be from him. I can ask for a treasurer's check if you wish.
I think we did.
Okay,
we can't make exceptions now.
Okay, all right. I'll ask for a treasurer's check or cash, because he said he might come down and just pay us cash. So I'll just say
that would be acceptable.
A treasurer's check or a cash. So let's have a vote on it then. All those in favor of accepting the bid of $1,200, plus he will pay our bill for $252, which we owe for the troubleshooting on the machine. So that's a total of $1,452. They have a vote yes.
Yes. We'll
vote yes for it.
Yes, for $1,452.
Well, he's paying the $252 we already owe him. He's paying that bill.
Plus $1,200.
Plus the $1,200 to the park. He gets the machine, and we're done with it.
Okay.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any negatives? Nobody? Okay, the motion is passed. I'll give him a call. He can pay us with a treasurer's check or cash. I'll call him. Okay, the other thing I wanted to mention is, I know because I'm being asked this question by people in the park, the manager has already contacted the supervisor of elections as far as, you know, voting. As far as we know, there won't be any voting in the park probably for at least a year, you know. So, and I'll have the manager review it next year. So right now, there won't be any voting in the park. You got to go over to the college for that.
Mail-in vote, absentee ballot.
Right. That's it. That's what I'm doing. I applied for mine because I do not want to wait in any long line.
Why is it not going in the park?
Right. Okay, the other complaint that I have, this is to all of us and employees. If an employee of the park walks up to anybody's house and knock on their door, if it be Lou or whatever, please be wearing a mask. You know, you're going to be right in the people's face. And I did have a couple of complaints that I don't know if Lou's, you know, giving out them violations. Please, Lou or anybody else, Dwayne, wear a mask if you walk up to the manager, us. Please wear a mask if you you come up to the residence for anything at their house. The next thing I wanted to mention is our starting time for our September meetings. Are we going to just go back to the Mondays at 1?
Well, we have to go back to Monday. It's the second and fourth Monday of the month because that's in our bylaws.
Okay.
But you have to, but in the bylaws also say 7 p.m. But for us to do a Zoom at 7 p.m. means having the host work extra hours. So I would personally, I think we should reset the time, but not the day of the continue with the second and fourth Monday of the month.
I agree with that. So you want, what times do we want to do? 1 or noontime or?
For me, I like the one thirty
as today is is fine for. I mean, I don't care, but I'll vote for 1:30 in the afternoon. But take a vote on it.
Okay, all those in favor, just go the Mondays, as she said. For the Mondays, we're going back to that at 1:30 p.m. Is that all those in favor? Just say aye.
Aye.
Anybody disagree with the 1:30 start time?
No.
No disagreements.
No. I think Russ, did you vote no for it?
No, I voted for it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Okay. So that's done. Okay. I just want to mention a little bit about the sale of the homes. I'm going to have a meeting with tomorrow at 3:30 with me, Joan, Joan Brown, not because she's married, Cherie and the Palm Bay attorney, and we're going to discuss the homes. I will not be making any decisions without the board's approval.
Joe, excuse me. I got another email from Danielle from the city of Palm Bay, and it's been canceled till Monday at 2 p.m.
Oh, okay. Well,
I just got it half hour ago.
Okay. So Monday at 2 p.m., I will be having this meeting with the four of us. And then I personally want to stay as far out of it as possible, because when I read over the things that are going on is the land is clear for the 9 properties, but there's the clearance on the homes themselves is not done. So that means whoever purchases the homes has to get what is called the quiet title. I don't know how much that's going to cost. Nobody does until the attorney gets involved. So I don't
really. They have to file a quiet title suit with the clerk of courts.
Right. And obviously, in any, you know, when you read it over, any liens, legal liens against the property are still good. So.
Well, my only thing I have on Joe is I would really like the city, whoever buying it, I'd like those people to know that these homes have to be taken off the property.
But I hear what you're saying.
I don't know how you're going to do that. I'm just stating the fact that I would like to see the homes removed. And I don't know if you can do anything with that. And then also, if we could somehow let the city know that they can't sell like 4 or 5 of them to one person. Because if they do that.
Right.
Other than that, I agree with you. Stay away from it. Let them deal. Just know they got to meet these requirements when they buy it.
Because when you read over the documentation, they're basically paying. I just wanted to show everybody. Where's that thing?
Want to interject this. At the meeting, Joe, their town attorney is going to be on the conference call. I just wanted to let everybody know that.
And how are you all meeting via Zoom or how?
No, I guess we're just doing a phone, a four-way phone call. And we're going to talk about, you know, how they're going to sell the houses and et cetera. But right now, I just want to put this up to the screen. I don't know if anybody can see that. This is a 220 Blossom. If you can read the top of it, it says government owned.
Yeah.
Okay, see that? And at the bottom of the page, it says how much money the city of Palm Bay paid. So, which is, they paid us on 11/27/2019, $2,708.32. That's paid by the city of Palm Bay. So
they paid all 9 houses.
They paid all 9 houses. So I'm not in a big rush to take them back and with all the headaches, because as long as they're responsible for them, why would we want to take them back? It's going to be just a big expense to take them back. Well, in my opinion, let them sell them. Let them deal with all the headaches, because they're going to have to explain to the people about the quiet title rather than us getting involved.
As long as they don't pass problems on to us.
I don't want any problems passed on to us. That's why I want to stay completely out of it.
5 of them, that would be something I would like them to make.
I'd like to make a suggestion before you have this conference call if that's what it's going to be between you, Cherie, the city of Palm Bay, and Carl Bone. Is that what we're saying?
No,
the city attorney.
No, their attorney.
The city attorney. Okay. Joe, I would just say if any of the trustees have any concerns or questions, maybe they should pass them on to you so you can be the spokesperson us in this matter.
Yep. Yeah. Send anything to me. And then you can send copies to all the trustees so everybody knows what we're doing. I have no problem with that. I'm not going to make any decisions without the board's approval.
Well, you're going to bring it up.
We'll talk about it. If there's something that they say, well, this would be great, and if all the board members think it's great, then maybe we do that at our next meeting, which will be September, whatever the date is.
Can I just say something? Is when you this was postponed to next Monday, is that – did they not tell Cherie that they expected their ad to go in the paper around on or about September 1st?
Correct. That's true.
So isn't it going to be a little too late to discuss what's going to be, how they're going to word their sale by the time you get to speak to them?
I really don't think we have any say in any of that. They already have our deed restrictions, the rules of the park. I mean, if we wanted to give them a couple of highlights, you got to be 55, you know, et cetera, et cetera. You can't bring in a large dogs, 25, things like that. I mean, they can just read. Everybody should be getting that buy them, should be getting deed restrictions and the rules of the park. I don't, you know.
Okay, so what exactly are you hoping to accomplish with this conference call?
I particularly didn't, I don't know. I was just saying from the mail I got from Cherie, she wanted to contact our attorney, which I said no, about some type of arrangement in the sale of these properties with us. As far as I'm concerned, I want to be far away from these sales because like I said, the land is free and clear, but the homes are not. I don't think that we should be involved in any way except for making sure whoever gets into the homes goes by our rules. Now, when you read over the documentation, it says only one out of the nine homes will be condemned. So that means the other eight that they're selling, they're going to be telling these buyers, oh, yeah, you can fix up those heaps and live in them. That's what they're going to be conveying to the buyers.
Well, again, I don't know what you intend to accomplish over a phone call next Monday if, in fact, their ad goes into the paper. You have no control over the ad they put in there. You have no control over what it's saying. I don't understand what we're trying to do. If you want to know why Cherie wanted to speak to our attorney, why don't we just ask her right now and do that? I personally, I don't know what you're going to accomplish.
I don't have to. Do you have the thing from the email from Cherie? It's over there somewhere.
Well, Cherie's Cherie's on board, right? She's on with us.
I'm here.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so let's ask you what when you said you would like to contact the attorney to get some kind of documentation, what were you referring to? What did you hope to have accomplished?
Okay, that was actually something that I was just suggesting to the board. My concerns, and I'll read this email that I had sent out to the board members, Joe, I addressed Joe. I said, this, of course, is a board decision. I'm suggesting that before the Palm Bay homes are list the nine homes for sale in the Florida Today newspaper on or around September 1st, there be some clarification as to Holiday Park deed restrictions, i.e. one home per buyer. Can an LLC purchase more than one home in other people's names? The disposition of the homes once purchased, pet restrictions, the criteria for the application, and the $50 app fee. 55 plus visitor limitations, residential limitations. These are only a few concerns. Ultimately, Holiday Park will have to deny the applications if not in compliance. This is after the home has been purchased from Palm Bay. I believe the city of Palm Bay should get a letter from either the attorney, the trustees, or the DM reflecting the criteria of the Holiday Park application process. Thus far, Palm Bay has been on board with the disposition of these homes. I believe this may eliminate a lot of unnecessary confusion and help expedite the disposition of the homes once they are sold. Holiday Park is in no way involved with the actual sale of these properties. However, I believe teamwork is the best interest of Palm Bay and Holiday Park.
And that you sent that email when?
Yesterday. Was that yesterday or the day?
It was yesterday. It was in response to Joe's email from 7 p.m. last evening. I just think once the homes are sold, people may not know that we want the homes off the property. They may not know our rules and regs. We may be opening up a lot of issues that we're going to have to deal with. I'm just suggesting if they're aware of these things before they purchase the homes, it's just going to be a lot less confusing and less litigation we have to deal with possibly after they're sold to them. Because if we deny the application, they're still going to own the homes. The only thing we can do is deny them a decal for their vehicle.
Right. And that's what I had said in my correspondence is I understand that we need to make sure the city of Palm Bay, are they required to let buyers know what it is we expect of buyers? Because if they're not willing to work by our deed restrictions, then they're, because they own property inside here, is the city required to do the same thing as Joe is having to do with selling his home, through whether it's through a realtor or his own? Anybody comes in to look at this home and says, I want to buy it, they're required to know what our deed restrictions say and what their responsibilities are. My realtor last year when I bought the home told me that. So I knew ahead of time. Is City of Palm Bay going to tell the people when they put in a bid, because I'm assuming it's going to be like an auction or something. I don't know how you do that.
I don't know how they're doing it.
I don't know how they do it either. So
there's going to be a regular ad run in the Florida Today newspaper. It's going to run for 30 days. I think the phone call Monday, we can clarify a lot of this. I did send them the deed restrictions. However, I think if we sent, I'm just putting this out there, if we sent an outline of specific things that we require for the application process, obviously 55 and older is number one, and the other things as well. So I think the phone call will clarify a lot of this. They don't want the homes. They want to get rid of them. And I believe they're going to work with us to the best of their ability so that we aren't going to run into problems further down the road.
I think besides the telephone call to review these stipulations, I personally, I like things in writing. And I think a letter to them, and I don't know if it should be addressed in a legal terminology from the attorney, or if you could just do it from the Board of Trustees. I think outlining what our requirements are upon purchase of a property in this community would be, I think, helpful to them.
And I think that's why they asked for the deed restrictions earlier in the process. But
it's one thing about the deed restrictions, but I mean, all of the, requirements upon purchase. We were hoping that those abandoned buildings would be taken down. Is that a stipulation that could be put in?
That's not in there.
And I don't think it's going to be in there when they do the sale.
No, it's definitely not, because this is, I have the document in my hand. Seven properties will be sold, and they determined that one of the homes has to be torn down.
Yeah.
So from this, the way they're going to sell them is they're only going to say this property number X, that one's going to have to be torn down. So you're basically buying the land. You're still going to need to get the quiet deed on that one to make sure there's no liens before you demolition the property. Each one of them are going to need that. And the other
eight of them, I guess they're going to sell as people can fix them up and move in. So we're not getting what we wanted. It was basically them torn out of here and get new homes. That's what we really wanted. But that doesn't look per this that that's going to happen. I don't know how you could tell the city of Palm Bay that they can't sell them as livable houses, because they've already, it says that their procurement department has already made this determination.
Right.
So you'd have to fight them. So we'd have to get, you'd have to get an attorney and fight the city of Palm Bay to say, hey, we want these all torn down.
Joe, it's not really a fight. They're willing to work with us. I think this is why we need to have the conversation. And of course it has to be in writing. I think they are more concerned with selling the homes, abiding by our rules and regulations as well. So before they run the ad, they know exactly where we stand as Holiday Park.
And so can we request that they not run the ad until after this meeting to make sure everybody's on the same page?
They said around the 1st of September in that area. They didn't give a specific date.
Right.
Monday's the 31st, right?
Today's the 31st. So we'll have the meeting before.
Well, I'm
I just don't think that you're going to tell the city of Palm Bay of how to sell the homes. I don't think you can make a suggestion to them, but I don't think that they're going to sell them. Because initially I thought that's the way they were going to sell them, with the requirement of tearing. Still, you'll have to get that quiet title and then tear them down and put new ones in. That's what I thought was going to happen. But per this, they're not going to do that, except for one property.
We don't know that, Joe. I think that's going to come
out. No, that's what it says there. We do know that. It's in writing from the city council. We do know that.
The money meeting would be kind of a last-ditch effort to maybe see if they would change that wording before they put it in.
Right, because right now the wording is in there by the city council. And if we don't say that it's not in there, it's in there.
If you don't have the meeting on Monday, they're not going to put it in there. So I think we need the meeting just to let them know that we would like this in there, whether we can change
right.
it.
Right. Well,
if we don't have the meeting, they won't change it.
Exactly. I'll try to, you know, get them to change it to where we really want all of them torn out of here. I don't think any of them really, maybe one or two.
They won't be approved, Joe. That's the whole problem. This is what I'm trying to eliminate. When they go for inspection, they're not going to pass. They won't get a decal. Therefore, the application won't be approved.
Well, you know what? I'm going to let you tell them that to the city of Palm Bay and see how the attorney responds to that, what you just said. I don't think it'll be favorable. I think, you know, you want to go up against the city of Palm Bay. They're saying per their department that seven properties are good for sale the way they are. One of them needs to be torn down. And then you're going to say that after they sell the properties, that you're going to go in and say, well, I'm not going to approve them coming into the park. That's going to be illegal.
It's not that. They're approved as purchasers. They can own the property all day long. However, they won't be approved. The properties are going to be inspected, and they're not going to pass inspection. Therefore, the application won't be approved. They won't get a decal. It's simple. It's not being mean. It's just according to our rules and our regulations. And we're not going to make an exception just because Pompey owns them.
I know what you're saying, but that's not the way. Okay, we're going to see Monday, but that's not the way they're selling them. They're not selling them that you need all this work and subject to. Let's see if that's in their ad, subject to Holiday Park approval.
Perfect. And I think,
let's see if that's
I said, we're not going to make an exception. These are facts. Those homes are inhabitable. They're infested. They have beehives growing underneath them. The roofs are falling off. The floors are caved in. So we're aware of that. And they are too. And I think what the comment you just made is good, you know, subject to application approval.
Okay, I think we can discuss this all day long. The thing is, are we going to do the meeting Monday so they have a heads up or not?
Absolutely. Yes. I mean, that's my opinion.
Okay, then I think we're done there. We just get it in writing, what we need. Whether they put it in or not, it's going to be up to them.
Right.
Okay, let's move on with the rest of this meeting.
Okay, the one other thing, Sheree, I'm still waiting for those ads to be placed for the tank, the mower, and the leaf machine. I haven't, have you finished them yet?
I've written them up. I'm having some audio difficulties with my camera.
Okay.
My iPhone, trying to get the pictures on. So I want to put the pictures with the verbiage.
Okay, so I need to see them. I want to look at them before you post them, and then we'll just post them, get them out there for sale. And the only other thing that I had, that I got some comments that the rules for the ACC board need to be posted on our website. I guess they're not there. Can you make that happen, Sheree, please?
What's not there, Joe? I missed that.
The rules for the ACC board should be posted on our website, and they're not on our website. In other words, when somebody wants to put a tree in, they're just planting them. They have to go between the ACC board to get approval to put things in the yards.
Joe, can you check again, please? I believe they are on the website.
Are they on there now? Okay.
I thought they were too. I thought I'd seen them.
I was just told I got a complaint that they're not on the website. If they're on there, ignore that.
Okay. Let me just suggest something, Joe. When you get a complaint like that, let's check it out before we bring it to Sheree or a meeting, because we could save a lot of time if we don't, if we know ahead of.
All right. So if they're on, they're on then. So don't, then it's a mute. Okay. So I'm done. I don't have anything else to say. Okay. We're going to go in order. Joanne, you first.
I am. About what?
You're going to go in order if you have any comments, trustee comments.
Joe, we haven't even gone through the agenda. What are you talking about?
I know. But don't you comment to anything? Nope. No more comments?
No, that's at the end, right? Okay. No, the only thing.
Okay.
Why don't you announce whether Carl Bone is on or not?
Okay, sorry. Carl Bone won't be attending this meeting.
Now we can continue.
Okay. So number 7, approval of the meetings for July 27th, 2020.
The minutes. Yep. Okay, before we get started, I'm sorry about all these votes. I'm not going to be voting on this because I didn't receive my packet in the mail, and I really need to preview things before I decide to vote on them. So I'm going to withdraw my vote for all of these items because I don't have a packet. I don't feel comfortable doing that.
I apologize, Sherry. USPS assured me you would have it at the latest today.
I know. And I called the post office in case they had left it on a shelf, but it's not there. So it'll probably be here tomorrow.
So I'm sorry, Cheryl, you don't have the minutes from July 27th?
Well, I have... I have what's on the website. Yes, I have the unapproved minutes. I can see them. I just didn't get my whole packet of all the other stuff.
Yeah, because at the next meeting, we have to approve the minutes of August 6th, August 17th, and today.
Right.
I emailed them out to everyone.
You should have had July 27th.
Yes, Joanna.
Yes, I'm saying I do because I've got them online. I don't have a paper copy of them.
I don't have that
to review. I have read the unapproved minutes online. I can vote. I mean, I've seen them. So, but I'm just not comfortable on not having it in front of me. I don't know why I don't want to do it on the computer. I want it in paper.
And always run a copy off.
Yeah, I could. I had a right printer.
just so you know, I had somebody, they checked on the ACC rules. They are not on the website.
Okay.
Okay, I will show you where it is.
So that's.
For the meeting, I will let you know, Joe.
Okay, thanks. So we go ahead for the approval. I think you're supposed to vote, so Cheryl, just vote no. I don't think
Well,
she can abstain from voting on it. It's only that one group, that one minutes from July. I mean, we do have three other minutes to approve at the next meeting. So it's up to everybody. I don't care. We could just leave it until the next meeting and approve all of them at one time.
Okay, then okay. Well, let's don't table it then. Okay.
Oh, I feel bad for
it's only the minutes. It's no problem. It's still in existence.
We'll go through them real quick. Then the next. So the next thing is the acceptance of Gaston's resignation, seat number 4. That expires the end of December of 2020. So if any, we did have one, as far as I know.
Well, wait, let's one thing at a time. I make a motion to accept Gaston Pelletier's resignation as secretary on the board of trustees.
Do we have to make a motion to table something or not? That's just done.
Done. Yeah, it's just tabled. We'll just table it.
Okay.
They don't vote on it.
Okay. Yeah. I second.
Okay. You second. And all those in favor of accepting his resignation, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anybody that, for some reason, don't want to accept his resignation? Okay. No no's. That's unanimous. I don't know. Is Bob Shortledge on?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. We got a letter of interest from Bob Shortlist for the vacant seat number 4. So I read over his letter. He has a lot of qualifications. I feel that he would be good for the board. I would remind everybody on the board, when you vote, it has to be your vote and, you know, yours only, with no influence from anybody. So, you know, I will make a motion to accept his letter as a trustee on the board. I've talked to him, and it seems that he would do a good job, and he's only out for the well-being of the park, and that's what all the trustees are here for.
You already made a motion. Once you second it, then we could ask questions.
Yeah, I just need a second. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, Keith, second. So we got two. So
okay, and I have. I just. Oops. I don't know what happened. I think I leaned on something. Oh God.
No, you're there. We hear you.
No, you're there.
Yeah, I know, but I don't see you guys. Something happened. Oh. I leaned on my screen.
We see you in the B. We see you in the B.
Okay. You see me in the B. Okay.
Yeah. B's still there.
All right. I just wanted to ask. I know Bob served on the board before. Could you just tell us, Bob, how long were you serving on that on the board? How long did you put in?
Okay, I was there for a year. I got off the board because of certain things, and I really regret it. Number one, I know I made a whole bunch of mistakes while I was on the board, and I hope to make this experience a whole lot better than I did last time.
Oh, right there.
If you want me to add any of my qualifications or anything that I've been doing to help the board, I'm more than willing to let you know about that. Yes.
Bob, yeah. My question is, I kind of was chairman when you're there, and you've always done quality work. My only concern is your passion, as you call it, is losing, and I say temper, but passion, the way you react to other people sometimes. I mean, and we've been here the last year, and you've come to board meetings and you've talked at them, and I've seen a very good nature, real concern and a good control of what you call your passion. And if we could, I mean, I can really like the information you have, but I really don't want to see hothead, whatever you want to call it, you know, the losing it a little bit. And that would be the only concern I would have, because I think you do, like Joe says, have the interest of Parkinson. And when you do something, you are very, look into it very well and do stuff very well. It's just a matter of working.
The last year I have looked at myself about that, and I'm like, and that's why I said, I want to, if I'm voted on, I want to make this a whole lot better experience. I've really looked at myself a lot in that, and I've really talked to myself a lot. That's not craziness, but talked to myself a lot to really say, okay, Bob, you'll get more passion, you'll get more help if you have that, if you're calm. Like when I studied labor law at Temple University, and I had that passion there, and I remember my professor looking at me and said, Bob, you get more bees with honey than you will with vinegar. And I went on to review a case and do a case and won it very, very, very well because I explained myself. I didn't get real passionate about it. You know, there's times that you will get a little bit passionate, but like I said, mostly I have looked at myself and I know that I can be a real asset to this board. And as for my passion, yeah, it's still there, but I'm going to suppress it a whole lot more because I do want a better experience and I do want to be on this board for the duration. You know, like just something that I've been doing on my own since we were talking about.
Well, we're going to have to get on with the meeting, Bob. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. I'd like to speak, please. This is Bev.
Sure.
Bob, you and I have been very good friends playing cards and so on and so forth, but that was after the fact, after you left that meeting. That day when I was sitting there and watching you, the way that you stormed out and you were so mad, that really scared me of a person being there, acting that way. And then the next day you came back and you were sorry that you even spoke up. And I hate to say the person's name that you were involved with, but it was the officer in charge that you ran right out right after her because she quit. And I saw a different side of you and you scared me, Bob. And I mean, we played cards together and you've been good, but I just have that fear inside me that something could happen again.
Well, I don't, you know, I'm sure you have reasons for that and feelings for that, but I'm just telling you that things are a whole lot better in check.
I think what I'm going to just jump in on that. And I think for all of us that serve on the board, we have to truly try to be independent thinkers and make our own evaluations and decisions and bring that forth to the board. I think everybody who's on here is not doing it for the fun of it. Let's be honest. This is not fun.
This is not fun.
No. And we're all here in order to try to work for the people of the park to make the community a place where we're proud to live and make them proud of us in spite of constant criticism and degradation. So with that in mind, if you got a hard enough shell and you can stand it, there's a motion and a second, and I'm going to ask that we call for a vote.
Okay. All those in favor, say aye. Aye.
Aye. Aye.
We have how many?
Take the nose.
Ask if there's nose.
Any nose?
No.
Okay, who's Keith a no? Says no.
Keith
is a no.
Keith is a no. And so everybody else is a yes, so only Keith no.
Okay.
So
motion passed.
Oh, okay, motion passed. So
congratulations, Bob.
Sherry, can you?
I can. Do you want me to read the oath right now? Is that what happened?
Yes. Go ahead and swear him in. That's how we did it last time. Let's do it the exact same way.
Okay. Robert, I've got this oath here to read to you, and I guess this is my first time, so let's be patient with me, okay?
Okay.
It's an oath of office, State of Florida, County of Brevard. I do solemnly swear that I will support, protect, and defend.
I do solemnly swear that I will support and defend.
The Constitution and government of the United States.
The Constitution and the government of the United States.
And of the state of Florida.
And of the state of Florida.
That I am duly qualified to hold office.
That I am duly qualified to hold office.
Under the Constitution of the state.
Under the Constitution of the state.
And that I will well and faithfully.
And I will well and faithfully.
Perform the duties of the trustee of.
Perform the duties of the trustees of
the Board of Trustees of the Port Malabar Holiday Park
the Board of Trustees of the Port Holiday Malabar Park.
Mobile Home Park Recreation District.
Mobile Home Park Recreation District.
On which I am now about to enter, so help me God.
On which I am now about to enter, so help me God.
Thank you. What does that mean? Okay, you're welcome, Robert. Thank you.
He sits and he's allowed to vote. And just to reiterate, his term of office really ends at the end of December 2020.
Yes.
So that means I soon have to get that paper in.
No, correct. Well, you'll have to find out how to if you want to.
Right.
Give yourself a couple of weeks.
Now, the thing is, the election, running for that office, that post is going to be empty then when the new year starts, because Gaston was running for that.
Yeah, everybody whose term is ends with an even number will be ended.
Yeah, but see, Bob's name isn't in to run again, where some of the others are. So we would probably have to fill that seat or Bob's seat again at that time.
He can go to the Board of Elections.
Yeah.
Okay.
Congratulations, Bob.
Thank you guys very much.
Yeah, good luck, Bob.
Welcome aboard, Bob.
Thank you, Bob. I will try to do my best.
We'll be watching.
I know there's right. Eyes out there.
Okay, so Keith, you're next. The Treasurer's Report, please.
Okay. I hope most of you got it. You should have it in your mailbox. I think Lori put it on the webpage this morning. But the front line basically says, the front page is a summary. And it's basically saying in our bank, our assets is $1,414,952. For July, because this is August, we're talking about the month of July's financials. The total income was $18,370. We spent $104,391. In other words, we spent $86,021 more than we brought in, but we had taken that in earlier, so we're doing okay. If you'll look at the bottom two lines, from October through July, the total income was $1,138,409. Income remaining to get is $36,085. So we're 97% of the way of receiving all the money for the budget, and we still have next month of coming in yet. Two months because of the last. We got some more at the beginning of this month, which is already there, but we got to get more next month. And then the total expenses are $911,001. We have expenses remaining, which is $263,787. In other words, we've spent 78% of our budget. Now, if you look at that, up above those two lines, I have 10 months, 83.3%. That means we are 83% of the way through the year. So we've collected 97% of the money, and we've spent, according to budget, 78% of the money so far. So that's where we are. Now, the only other thing I do have, when I was looking through this, we're working on the resolution to change some of the stuff that is off quite a bit, and Lori and I are working on that. However, when we printed this up, if you look on the third page, if you have it, we have it was on the fourth line down. It's the legal, it's right below the legal and professional. It has 161%. The thing is, you'll notice that we haven't even spent all of the budget yet. There's some remaining. So that was a wrong percent. They had a wrong formula in there. That number should have been 63%. That's just a clerical error in the figure. Okay.
I don't even see it.
Yeah, it's on the page number 204.
It's on the second page of the grid. It's on the third page of the report.
Yeah, it's up on the top.
Fourth one down. Right. Square down on the right side. It says 161, I think it is, percent.
It says 141.
I wrote over it. The formula in that square, in that space, was wrong. It should be 63%.
Okay. So we still have extra money. But we, you know,
we're still doing fine.
We're doing fine.
Well, we're on the whole budget.
Within budget.
We're within budget. Oh, yeah, for that.
Keith, I got a question to ask you.
Sure.
In the past, and when I was on the board before, during the month of September, we've transferred some monies from one account to another in order, not all within the budget, but, you know, to even out some of the accounts. Is that something you still do?
That's what Lori and I are working on now. We're working on putting a resolution together, which will redistribute what's in the budget to from one space.
An adjustment.
Okay.
Adjustment.
It's a budget adjustment.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. I had just one thing I wanted to clarify. On page 2, under supplies and decals, I mean, it says 568%. Cherie, could you just verify that that's because, is it every 2 years that we have to order the decals? Is Cherie not there?
Well, I know we order 3 sets of decals. And that's what that's from.
Well, the point being, does that last for 2 years so that next year, you know, you could go back to when you do your budget, figuring out what we originally thought of, because nobody, I guess, anticipated the purchase of all these decals.
I mean,
the decals for the owners are every 2 years. We did those this year. Renters are every June. So we do have to order decals. We have to have enough throughout the year, obviously, because we have renters in and out all the time. And we also have the compound. We have staff, which is not a real big deal, but this year is a big one because we had the owners.
Well, again, in June we spent $1,410 on decals. Is that, do you know which ones those were for? And is that going to last us a couple of years? Or rather than budgeting $500, do we have to consider, you know, thousands of dollars?
In my opinion, that's a bad budget number. The decals have all been purchased. We do not need any more. Next year we will, but this year.
That's this year. I'm talking about next year's budget. I mean, you know, it's already done, but.
We shouldn't need all the decals next year because we.
Right. That's what I'm trying to establish.
Are we sure it's all decals, or were there other things purchased under gate supplies that are over budgeting that line? That's one of the reasons I don't approve of this financial statement, because of that one. That's one of the lines I don't agree with. And I'm not there, so I can't get in and look at receipts. Maybe they're miscoded.
Put into that account as well.
Pardon me?
There were other items that were put into that chart of accounts.
Oh, like what?
We had lunches for the volunteers in December. We had, I believe it was Bruce Gilbert's retirement. That was in a different budget. Excuse me.
But yeah, the help who comes out and helps put the decals on when the owners are coming through, we got them lunch for helping. That's also in there. And there's something else too. I can't remember what it was. No, I don't have them.
All right.
Okay. So what we're saying is we're overspending the budget for some reason. Whether it's email, lunch for people. Negative. Pardon me?
We're not
overspending it?
No.
No, we're underspending the budget.
All right. We're overspending a line item.
Certain accounts.
That
exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you, Russ.
We're still within a budget.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you, Russ. We are doing the amended budget with our auditor.
When is that going to be presented to us?
I'm hoping
it will be ready and prepared by September 14th.
I thought it was the second. Monday, like the last meeting.
Apologize for that. You're correct, Keith.
So what is the date?
The second Monday, or the fourth Monday of September.
gate.
Can I just make a comment? Someone, I don't know who Joel is, that we need line items on the budget. Don't hide or mingle funds. There are line items on the budget. The whole budget is all line items. So we're not hiding or mingling anything. And the one thing that's got to be changed that was brought up is, or that was brought up last, this was a couple months ago, I remember, is the fact that we used to have a lawn crew and we no longer have that. That is still in the budget that we're working on now. Those funds just need a line transfer to pay for the outsourced crew that we now hire. There's no hiding of funds here. It's just a matter of changing the title because we no longer hire our own staff.
And it's the same, it's just money.
And that's what we're working on.
Budget to reflect those numbers. And those chart of accounts, which we don't use any longer.
Okay. Anybody else? Any other questions?
No. I'll make a motion to accept the treasurer's report as submitted.
I second the motion.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
No. Cheryl is not in favor. Okay. So
Cheryl is a no.
Yep. We know. Okay, so all those in favor, it's just Cheryl that is not in favor. Okay, Cherie, your manager's report.
Okay. I'll start right off with, we have three staff members, including myself, registered to attend the certified pool operators class. The class is scheduled for September 29th and 30th from 8:30 to 5 p.m. right here in Melbourne. I have changed that. There will only be Lou and myself attending the class. Derek is part-time, and I kind of was rethinking it, and I don't believe it's necessary for him to be certified. We will have at that at this time, we'll have four certified pool operators. So we get a full refund for his going to the class. We get,
how much was that?
$304. I have a printout for the trustees as well. The gazebo floor was repainted. We will be purchasing plants, flowers, and mulch. Someone had really had mentioned the red lava rocks, but they're a bit expensive. I think the mulch is just as nice. The floor should be dry, so hopefully this week. I'm hesitant to really plant anything because of the hurricane season. I might be overreacting, but I want to err on the side of caution. So I think mulching right now probably is the best way to go. The arrows at the entrance to the park have been painted, as well as the stop letters. Terry and I will be getting together sometime in the next week or so to repaint the arrows and the stop letters. It will probably be around 1 or 2 in the morning so that we don't have to shut down the lanes. We're going to find out when it's the least amount of traffic. The sliding glass door at the gatehouse has been repaired. I thought we would have to replace it. However, we found a licensed, bonded, insured company to repair it. It's like brand new. It's 50 years old, so we were very impressed with this company for even having parts to repair it. So that was a good thing. The rear pond is doing its yearly bloom of algae. Lake doctors have been out to treat the water and clean the fountain. They're going to be back this week to continue and monitor the pump and the pond itself. And they suggested not running the fountain right now because it's getting clogged up with the algae. So I'm hoping we can get rid of some of that algae. It's all natural, but we do have the rowboat, and staff can go out there in the rowboat and manually remove some of that algae so we can get the fountain up working sooner. The ice machine had its quarterly service. Per our service agreement, all coils were cleaned. ice was emptied and the inside was cleaned. All of the AC units annually were inspected. We will have to replace the outside lobby and library unit in the very near future. This is a budgeted item. I will be presenting that at the next board meeting. The AC unit for the billiards room and the card room is also a budgeted item. We will address that as well. Again, we do have the money in the budget for that. I just wanted to make this known to all of the residents and the trustees. When we do get the applications for the purchase or the rental of the homes in Holiday Park, we are very careful. They're carefully reviewed to include checking on assessment delinquencies, verification of current authorized pets, shot documentation, inspections of the homes themselves. If there are any violations, the applicant will not get a decal for their vehicle until the violations are resolved, taxes are paid, and all other park new resident application criteria is met. All delinquent assessments are posted in the bulletin board in the clubhouse lobby. I want to remind people, all operators of golf carts in the park must be at least 18 years of age. To date, 179 violation letters have been mailed out to residents. The trustees have a full status report as well as the office. I attended the Palm Bay Town Council meeting on Thursday, August 20th, 2020. The 9 homes currently owned by Palm Bay, as we had mentioned earlier, will be advertised for sale in the Florida Today newspaper, not on an auction site. Again, this will be advertised for 30 days. Given the communication we had from the city of Palm Bay, I will just delete that. I will get an email when the ads start. I'm sure they'll give us a better idea on Monday. And this also pertains to what we discussed earlier. All Holiday Park staff will continue to wear masks, and masks are required when in the rec hall building at all times. Lastly, please keep your pets on a leash at all times. There are concerns regarding large animals in the park, i.e. there are bobcats, possibly coyotes. From what I've been told from animal control and the animal police department, it sounds like bobcats. So they do not trap them. If it becomes a huge nuisance, like if we see a family of them, or if they continue to intimidate the animals, Holiday Park may have to hire a professional trapper. They're scared of people. They're not going to go around people. The worst case scenario, they will get rid of the feral cats, other obnoxious animals. We don't have control of this. Again, if it becomes a horrible nuisance, we can hire a trapper. We had one incident where they did get a hold of a cat, and the cat had to be euthanized. So just err to the side of caution and make sure you always keep your pets on a leash. And that's all I have. Thank you.
Cherie, I have just one thing I wanted to bring up. And it's regarding where the golf carts. And you said they must be 18 years of age. I believe we state in our policy that they have to be 18 years of age or have a valid driver's license, because in other states, and where I came from too, you could be 16 or 17 and be eligible to operate a vehicle. So I believe that's how it's stated. It's also, I believe, in answer to a two-page, I'll call it a letter, that we received from a resident asking many questions, having many, many concerns. That was one of them. And I think the other thing they referred to and wanted answers to was the feral cats. What can we do about it? And I have no answer. If they have one, we'd accept it. But I just think with the feral cats, as with anything that any deed restriction, any rule or regulation, any policy, we can go on and on. If someone doesn't have respect for their neighbor and their community, They're going to do whatever they please. And we know that because it happens every single day in some respect. So that's all I have to say about that part. Regarding this two-page, there were things that the manager answered in her report to them. There's other things that we could, as trustees, get back to them as well.
Regarding the golf carts, Joanne, in the About Us book, it does say all golf carts, scooters, mini bikes, and personal mobility vehicles are to be registered at the district office with make, model, color, and description. Oh, excuse me. Golf carts, scooters, and personal mobility vehicles may be operated by registered residents or guests who are at least 18 years of age. It says nothing about 16 years old or having a valid driver's license.
That was amended. I was on the board when that was amended, not to read 16. It was amended to say, or have valid driver's license. If there's, maybe that's part of the About Us that wasn't updated, but that was amended. I know it was.
I will check into it. Thank you.
Okay.
I remember it.
You remember that, Keith?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or valid driver's license.
Yeah, the driver's license.
If that wasn't updated, then a lot of things haven't been updated.
So?
I haven't been updated. I want to know who had all those new parts. Do they have body parts too?
Yeah.
I need a
You're
bunch.
Fine, Joanne. I already told you that.
I don't know about that. You don't know me.
So?
I'm not fine.
So, okay. Yeah, go ahead, Jack.
Cherie, you didn't mention about the Alpine Tree Service, number 6 on your sheet. The trimming of oak trees and whatever.
Yeah, what's happening?
Right there, she missed that one. Okay. Oh, yeah, she went there to there.
Where did I?
Yeah, number 6 on your manager's report. Okay, number 6 on page 2.
Joe, while she's looking for that.
Yes.
Now I have it right here. Dave has started trimming all of the oak trees in the back. It is going to be quite expensive. So before he continues on, I would like a full account of exactly how much it's going to cost. I don't want him to go in and do a section for $800, another section for $800. We went down that road before. So they haven't been trimmed for several years. So that's where we are.
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
That's where we are with that right now. Currently, we have an invoice for $800. I believe it's going to be several thousand, as in $3,000 or $4,000 to properly get these trees trimmed, all of the limbs that are just kind of hanging there. So it will be presented to the board. I'm not going to do it section by section and then have everybody. It's just not right. We'll just get one price from him. And he promised us one day or 2 days a week for the next several weeks if the board is in approval.
Is this something that we need an RFP for? Or do we just go with Alpine?
No, I was going to ask the same thing. Maybe we should get a couple of bids on it just in case, if you think it's going to be thousands of dollars.
Oh, it will be. If the board would like, the Holiday Park has been using Alpine for a
long time.
10, 12. Joanne, you would know. You've been here forever.
Yeah.
Hopefully not.
Sorry.
Sure. Yeah, rub it in. Rub it in a little bit more. Forever.
All right.
We have used Alpine. We've always been satisfied with that. That's not what I'm saying, but I'm, again, just to be fair, I think maybe we should get other bids just to say, oh, look at us. We're doing good. We still have Alpine.
Okay. I'm just saying. I will do that.
Yeah, hopefully we do still have Alpine and he doesn't get.
Again, it's going to be, if you're requesting a proposal, you know, you've got to send, you have to have them all bidding on the same thing. So you've got to very much know, Cherie, what you want done, be very specific so that they all bid on the same thing.
We need to get,
we need to tell them how many trees, what kind of trees are they? you know, they're when we want them done by, cleaning up the mess.
Area. We'll walk the entire area. We'll get a tree count.
Yeah.
Everything.
The thing, yep. The thing I'm wondering is, could Dave from Alpine give us that RP that we send out to other people before we make it? So that, I mean, I don't know who's got the expertise to say who, what limbs to be, need to be cut or whatever. I mean, I would use him as counsel to put something together so they're all bidding on the same thing.
That's a good right. idea.
Just like right that with the palm trees, and that's another question I wanted for the trustees. It wasn't in my report, but we have 147 palm trees to be trimmed. Do you all want to trim the palm? I don't think it's necessary this year, but I'm going to ask the trustees, do you want them trimmed this year? It'll cost about $2,646 at $18 per tree. Again, we would have to get, Alpine has done these forever. People were not happy. However, he did see different trimmings in the park, and he's willing to go ahead and trim to that spec. But do you want to go ahead and have these trees trimmed this year?
Well, don't you think that the dead fronds should be taken off before? I mean, with the hurricane season, those are going to come off. They block the sewers and whatever. I think the dead, which is what all we've ever asked them to really to do, is that rather than doing that really super cut.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, I thought we had found that there were some discrepancy about whether palm trees actually needed to be trimmed per se or right. cut back, as opposed to just like Joanne says, you pull off the dead. They're like self-trimming. I thought no, I'm new to Florida. I don't know.
I mean,
I don't trim mine every year. I don't.
Well, some of these lower palms, especially in the cul-de-sacs, I'm looking at mine right now, and there's a lot of dead fronds on there, they'll come down.
Yeah, I think
those could be trimmed, I thought, in-house. They used to do it. Our grounds crew used to come there and trim those dead fronds off. And I thought that could be done in-house. I don't know if it's with a saw or what they use, but...
If I may weigh in?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, you're like your fox palms and your Christmas palms, those are self-cleaning. The other ones that are really rough on the outside, they are not self-cleaning. And I already talked to an arborist about that, and he said what you need to do when you trim one of those palm trees, not have it look like that pineapple thing. Anything that is horizontal and down from the horizontal part, from your plane and down, should be trimmed. Anything from the horizontal up should stay.
Okay, good information. Right.
You damage it when you do that pineapple thing to the tree.
Yeah, and again, horizontal down are the fronds that are dead because they're hanging down.
Yep, because like I said, when I talked to him, he said horizontal down. If you cut it the way we've been cutting, he says it really doesn't damage a tree, but there's not enough nutrition in all for there to come
out. Right, the nutrition is lacking. So is that something we can address in-house for dead fronds?
No, we've never, not that I know of, when I was in charge of crew, we never did because it's too high. You can't take a ladder to get up there. Those are 40 and 50 feet high.
But the other
don't
ones,
have
yeah.
a bucket, it's not very safe.
Even the shorter one, even the shorter ones, you have to get up on a 7 or 8 foot ladder, you know.
Okay.
But most of those shorter ones too are home-owned ones. It's the ones in the cul-de-sacs that they are pretty high up.
Yes.
Okay.
That it? Any more questions?
Where are we with this?
The only thing, Cherie, I think you should have included in your report where an updated report on the violations. It's all good, but that would have been nice to have an update on that. We all did get a printout of the past violations, those that have received second notices, the completion. So the way I look at it, we've got about 50 some odd homes that have received second notices, but tons that have been completed, which is really, really good.
Thank you.
Good. So are we ready to make
a motion? Vote on the manager's report if you want. No other.
I have one thing I'd like to mention, please. This is Bev.
Okay, B.
Yeah, B's here. I have something not good to report. I understand we have one virus case here in the park, the COVID. No. Okay. It's somebody that went to a gym. It's an elderly lady. She is keeping herself quarantined. She used to come to the pool, but... And I don't know if anybody else has gotten it. I'm at the pool quite often. But I just think people should know that it's happening and be cautious.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
Yeah.
I just want to add that she was very courteous. She did call the office. She reported it. She reported who she had been in contact with, the date, location. And I'm really pleased to share with you that she's feeling good. So evidently it's a mild case, but it is in fact a true, and she has self-quarantined as of Friday.
Very good.
I didn't know if you wanted to take and do anything at the pool or just leave everything the way we've been going.
Well, what do you think? You're the
Well, my only concern is sometimes, not all the time, the girls that exercise, they may have a large class. And they're not really being apart from each other. But other than that, everything else seems to be fine.
My thing is, we're still disinfecting the whole pool at night, right?
From what I understand, yes.
Okay, I mean, I think that's all you can do.
The water is safe. Somebody called me today. They had gotten in touch with the health board. And they said, being in the pool is very safe. It's just what you're touching when you're out.
Yeah, and if we're disinfecting it every day... And then,
we should be okay.
Yeah. And if people just know that they may have to take a little extra caution on their own.
Yeah. I am going to let people know that it has been, we have somebody in the park with the virus to be cautious.
Good idea.
Thank you.
So we have are we done?
To vote. A motion, right.
Motion to
accept the manager's report.
I make a motion to accept the manager's report.
Who said that? I'm sorry.
Bob Shortledge.
Bob, thank you.
And I'll second it.
All those in favor accepting the manager's report, say aye.
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 All those not in favor? That'd be none. Okay, the next thing will be the employee review. I've looked at them. Basically, everybody's gotten straight twos. That means they're doing a good job. I don't know what else there's to say about them. Does anybody have any comments about the?
I do.
Okay.
First, I'd like to know, is everybody, I'd like to hear what your opinion. I shouldn't start up with that. Does everybody want to go by percentages for when you discuss raises or an even amount of money?
I'd rather have an even amount of money.
I prefer it, and that's the way it was when we last did this. If you look at the chart, you'll see that's all even. When you're dealing the percentages, you come out with like a 44 cent increase. I don't understand that. Never had to deal with that, so it's just way odd for me. I would prefer a round numbered.
So are you talking about a percentage rounded to the nearest zero? Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, like 37 cents, really?
Yeah.
You make it 50 or do you want to make it 25? I'm not sure. I just, it doesn't.
I mean, I understand what you're saying about rounding it.
Yeah.
Okay, then we got to figure out. I like the percentage and the fact that everybody's pretty close. But for bookkeeping, it's better if we could go to the nearest zero or the nearest five or something like
that. That's what I would like to say. I prefer that. I think it's just, it just seems cleaner and clearer to me. I just don't understand that. So
I agree, Joanne.
Okay. There is one salary that I would like for everybody to really consider. And that would be that of Lori Lyon. I would like to see a much more substantial increase for her. And my recommendation would be at least $1.50 to $2 more per hour.
So bring her up to $20 an hour?
Yes. But I also now want to discuss, and it has to do with only Lori, because she's the only one that this would apply to, and that's the number of hours that she works. Everyone is supposed to work a 40-hour work week. That was the agreement the district manager signed. That is the what we hire at. When the district manager came in, after a short while, the hours were changed from 8 to 5 to 8 to 4. And the law says we must provide a 1/2 hour unpaid lunch hour. That means if you work 8 to 4 and you have a 1/2 hour lunch, which you're not getting paid for, but you take, whether you take it or not, that's not my business. You're working a 37.5 hour work week. Does the treasurer agree with that or not?
I haven't looked into it too much, but I understand what you're saying. And I understand that if you're going to put in an 8 hour day, you can't take the lunch hour out of there. You got to put
you
it
don't
in.
Get paid. Nobody gets paid for lunch. Even if you work 9 to 5, you get 40 hours. It's a 35 hour work week because you got an hour for lunch. You need to get paid for it. The same thing is true here. We have to abide by the law. We have to provide for a 1/2 hour lunch break. Whether you take it or not is up to you. I strongly recommend you take it. Get up, get out, clear your head, go to sleep in the car. I don't care. But that means you're working a 37.5 hour work week. I don't know how else to get across this, but it's that's the fact. So it's, and it only applies to Lori. So here's two things that have to happen. Either she work a 8 to 4:30, and that would give her a 40-hour work week, or keep the 8 to 4, but it then becomes a paid 37.5 hour work week. Not, I believe she's getting paid for 40 hours. Am I right, Keith?
Yeah.
Well, it's not no, correct.
But could we also, since she's there in the morning by herself, allow her to come in at 7:30 to set up before she opens a window?
Oh, you think she should come in 7:30?
I'm just saying, give her the option.
Well, I would give her the option. Yeah, she can work whatever, but I'm just saying it. You've got to do it one way or the other, and only to make this correct, because it's been bothering me for a long time. And I think it needs to be corrected.
How do we correct it? Does it have to be?
I'll look into what they say about it. I don't know the law that much about the 1/2 hour thing. I have to look into it.
Well, it's federal law.
Well, I think it's
federal. I don't know about state.
I'm saying she has to work 40 hours a week and we're not going to pay her for the 1/2 hour lunch, then that's the way it's going to be. And you do need a break. That is the law.
They get 2 15-minute breaks that they take. That's not a problem. What they're saying is what Lori has always said, that she doesn't use her lunch break.
Right.
And I understand that, but I just want it to be correct. If you find that I'm totally wrong, then that's fine. So you can look into that.
This is not a normal working situation here. We sometimes don't know if we can take, we don't have scheduled breaks, because we sometimes, especially in season, we have people lined up at the windows. We have phone calls. Sure, we have Kathy. However, it's, I'm not going to stop in the middle of a conversation or in the middle of a project that I'm doing and say, oh, it's my break time or it's lunchtime. The office just doesn't work that way.
No, it doesn't. So you can take your break at 9. You can take it at 9:30. You can take it at 10:15. You can take 12. You can take 11:30 lunch or 12:30 lunch.
And some days we don't even take that. We certainly don't take a full half hour lunch. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt, sure.
That's okay. That's okay. But you should, is what Joanne is saying. By law, you shouldn't be paid for that. Even though you're there, you have to have a lunch time. Because you know what? If something happens, you could come back on us. Oh, they never gave me lunch breaks.
And we have Kathy in the office as well.
Lori has something to say to this regarding, she worked for CPA payroll for a couple of years before I stole her. Anyway, she has something to say about this.
Okay, maybe she has the notes better than I.
Listen, there are certain laws and rules that apply to each state and also federal rules. I have already looked everything up because we've been through this before. And when Keith is going to research it, he's a treasurer, I'm going to get with him and show him what I have.
Okay.
May I weigh in here, please?
Yes.
Florida. I have no trouble working a little bit longer if I need to. I can come in early if you prefer, or stay till 4:30 if you prefer. But I would like for you to see these laws that I learned from the payroll company.
That's all we want, just to make sure that everything is correct the way we're doing it. That's all I want to see done.
This is from the Florida statutes. Florida does not have any laws requiring an employer to provide a meal period or breaks to employees 18 years or older, only to those less than 18. Thus, the federal rule applies. The federal rule does not require an employer to provide either a meal, lunch period, or breaks. However, if an employer chooses to do so, breaks, usually at the type lasting less than 20 minutes, must be paid. Meal or lunch period, usually 30 minutes or more, do not need to be paid so long as the employee is free to do as they wish during the meal or lunch period. That's from the federal law.
So they don't have to.
Well,
no, then, if you're less than 18 years old, they must take a half hour paid lunch period. If you're over the age of 18, there's no federal law or state law that says they have to take a paid lunch
period. Okay, then we have to see Lori's ID. joke. Okay, everybody loose.
What did you say?
I said we have to see Lori's ID.
So we're
in compliance with the laws then.
Yes, okay. I love research.
Okay, very good.
Thank you, Bob. You already paid on.
Bob, how did you find that? Just, I'm curious, how does that happen?
It's real easy to do any of this. All you have to do is go to Google and ask Google, and she'll tell you anything.
She's your best friend, huh?
Yes, she is.
So my only comment about the salaries is then I still would like to see Lori's salary raised to $20 an hour.
Does Kathy work
just part-time or full-time?
Part-time.
Part-time, okay. What gets me on this whole thing, and, you know, like I said, I'm new to all this, but Earl has been with us over 2 years, and he still is only getting $12.50. Plus, he's going to get the 37 cent raise. Kathy started with $13 per hour, and then we have Derek.
The job descriptions are totally
different. I know they're totally different,
with all due respect, when I started working here, I was very surprised at Earl's pay rate. However, I tried to get him as much as I could without alarming the board and totally screwing up the budget. I'm trying to creep him up to where I believe he belongs. With the guidelines the treasurer has given me, this is all I can do.
Why did you start Derek at $12.50?
Because that is
what Earl is making, and it makes him feel awful.
That's what the position pays.
Well, it's not right that he works so hard. Derek,
if the board chooses, give him a little extra money.
I'd like to see that. She knows that I'm there every night at the pool, and that's when Derek is on duty. I have watched this guy. He would keep that door closed in the office. Finally, I went to him and I says, I want to see that door open. You don't need to be keeping that door closed. I want to see what you're doing. And once in a while, he'll come out and do a little bit something, then he disappears again. He's not a very good worker, and he should have never got ones on his paper whatsoever. I know.
Well, I'd like to bring, I'll bring to your attention that we have a gate employee who has worked for us since 2011. And he is making the minimum wage that we put on here. And I think that's positively disgraceful.
Who's that?
The last name is Silva, S-I-L-V-A.
There's somebody
nobody's ever even suggested. The man has worked here for 9 years and he's getting paid the same thing as somebody that was hired two years ago, not to mention the one that was last hired at $15 something an hour.
Right, right.
So yeah, I mean, there's quite a discrepancy in the
all of this. Yes,
I was given guidelines, and I'm trying to abide by the 3%. I would change it if I, I'm going by what I was told by the guidelines of the budget. So it's the board's final, the trustees' final decision.
Well, do you want to take these one name and step at a time and then put a dollar figure to it so that it becomes even?
Sure.
Okay, so we have...
are there titles?
We can start with the security. Do you have that? Do you have that sheet?
I don't have this list, so I'm not involved in the vote on this at all because I haven't seen the evals. I don't have the title. This is why I'm asking for the titles of our employees along with their job descriptions and how many hours of assignment are to it. That's what I want to know before. I'm not involved in this voting because I can't see. I don't have any of this, but it's just a question that I'm asking for. So, and it may have been in my packet. I don't know. So yes. I'm not saying I don't have it. I just don't have it yet.
Okay. Let me ask Keith, if we table this and come back this to the next regular board meeting, which is the second Monday of September, and it's approved at that meeting, is that enough time for the increases to go into the first payroll of October?
Yes.
Okay.
The thing is, and I will sit down with Cherie and we will work with the percentage and get an actual number that's rounded the nearest.
It should be rounded off. And give consideration, and please look at the dates when these people were hired.
I agree, Joanne. However, we have to look at the budget, and we have to stay in line with the budget. If we have to move some money from another chart of accounts, want that reflected in the minutes that I am not overspending in the payroll and that this has been a choice of the trustees.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
We'll stay pretty close to what we got on most of them anyway.
Okay. And you come back with your recommendations. I gave you mine.
Yeah.
Anybody else have any comments about that?
Let's have a comment. You're sure that we want to stay fully staffed? I mean, most businesses, are cutting down on employees. Do we need to be fully staffed? We're going to be shut down for a total of at least a year.
I agree with you. My concern here is opening and closing the building. I had approached a couple of the residents to see if they would be interested in, say, perhaps locking up the building and not having or someone.
We have to have somebody.
I don't know. These are just different scenarios that I thought of. Obviously, I haven't done anything or presented it to the board. So, but in response to your inquiry, I think it should be addressed. Yes.
Well, who would you think of laying off, Joe? I mean, who are we going to do away with? You can't do away with the guards. So the securities all have to be there, right?
Who?
The security people have to be there.
Not the gate.
All right. So who are you talking about?
I'm talking about I think during the day, you got three people in the office. I don't see why they can't handle the empty building.
the empty building.
What, you mean like what? Doing the toilets and cleaning up?
No.
What? We could
still have our night person come in. But whatever, it's just a suggestion.
If it's a suggestion, you must have thought about it. So, you know, just elaborate. Maybe we don't understand.
I saw how the other park does it. They don't have they don't do it like we do with a person sitting in the chair all day long. They don't do it that way. They have their person going out doing things like they have a Dwayne, like our gardener, but their gardener does everything. He comes in the building at like 2 o'clock in our sister park, and he dumps the trash. He cleans the bathrooms. The people in the office over there handle the office. They just do it differently. You want to have a guy over there sitting in the chair? I personally don't agree, because that's what they do. They sit in the chair. What else do they do? What do they do?
Oh, I don't know.
Somebody needs them.
What did they do?
They're there.
No, there's a lot of things. All the doors were just painted. The floors have been scrubbed. There's different projects that we're doing and we'll continue to do. I have lists. Jose has lists.
I have lists too. But, you know, everybody has a list. But I'm just saying how you're supposed to be running this like a business. Anybody that ran this type of business, I would just tell her you wouldn't be in business long. You know, you would be, because the money you spend in this park is over $1 million a year. I think you could do a lot better than that. That's my opinion. $1 million and it's a small park.
Well, the thing is too, if I start laying people off or if I cut their hours, they need a 40-hour work week. So I say, okay, well, we'll revisit this in another year. They're not going to stay. And these staff members have been with us for several years. So we lay them off for work them 20 hours and no, they're not going to do it. They're going to look for something else.
How many millions of people are out there looking for a job and you think that we couldn't get people? I disagree.
That's not the point, Joe. I think this is it's up to the trustees, of course.
No, I'm just making a comment. Hey, I will follow you guys in the future. I'm just making a comment. I think you should be operating like a business. You're not operating like any business that's going to make any money. You're not operating that way.
We're nonprofit.
Well, the thing is, one of the things I think we should remember is you talk about a business, Joe. Businesses do keep extra staff on instead of laying them off or cutting their hours, but they're willing to reassign someone
exactly
in a short-term period for a situation that has come up that, look, if you want to keep your job, this is what you have to do until COVID is done, because this is how we've got to work. So if that's something that we need to talk about and to approach personnel to say, you know, you're not busy, you're not earning your money. I don't know who you're talking about. I'm not there. I don't know who this is, but you guys may know, have a meeting in the office, find out who it is, discuss what the job that's not getting done or a reassignment of tasks where that person can be a benefit to the park.
I think that's what we've been doing. A lot of folks don't recognize that, but
okay,
it's good. Not my job does not fit in anymore. Everyone is helping everyone whenever they need to in every area. Kathy will take the sign out to the pool if the maintenance guy isn't here. I mean, it's not, well, that's not my job. I can't do that. No, we don't do that. So everyone is pretty much versed on everybody's position here. When Earl was furloughed, we cleaned the bathrooms. We swept the lobby. We washed windows. Now we're not as heavily, I don't want to use the word quarantined, but the building is open now and we do have Earl back. So we're not doing those tasks, but it's not above or below us. So I just wanted to throw that in there.
Okay, good.
It's past 3 and we'll look at these wages and stuff and things that when we bring
it
back.
Okay, so we'll table it.
Okay.
The trustees could all put in their little 2 cents in writing on a piece of paper. And with the suggestions of what the increases should be per person.
Where are you?
Okay.
Employee shed.
So we have public comments.
Yeah.
Well, let's. Yeah.
Okay, wait a minute.
Should we go to the public chat comments or not? Is that public would comments. That save some time?
I don't go to the chats.
No public comments. Public
comments first.
Okay, the first one I'm going to go to is Ron Foote.
Okay, Ron.
Wait a minute, I have to unmute. Okay, Ron.
Okay, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Okay, concerning the ACC forms, if you go to the Holiday Park website and you go to forms, you'll see ACC rules and regulations are in print. I just looked at it while we're talking at the meeting here.
Yes.
And if you also go to landscapes, you go underneath our governing document and you'll find landscapes, and that's also in there about planting trees and cutting trees and all that stuff. So it's on the website and it is there. All you have to do is access it.
Okay.
Or you can contact me. My number's on the, it's on the page too. So, or anybody on the ACC is willing to answer questions. So we're here to help.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, Ron.
Thanks, Ron.
Thanks, Ron.
Yep.
Thank you, Ron. I got Annette next. 1 second, please. All right, go ahead, Annette.
Hi. I have a couple questions. One question is regarding, like, as you just discussed, the maintenance workers. We have 3 full-time and 1 part-time. And I understand where Joe was asking a question. I stopped up the other day, and 2 of the gentlemen were just sitting in the office. Now, what with these gentlemen, since the building is basically closed except for the general area, lobby area, I understand reassigning things, but I never see Jose anywhere outside of the clubhouse. I know Lou has been assigned to help Daryl do some work, but I'm just curious. In an 8-hour day, how much can they possibly clean up in the lobby area up in the clubhouse? And you don't have to clean the bathrooms every 20 minutes and wipe things down. I'm curious as to what exactly is it they're filling their 8-hour day with? Because there's 3 full-time, Jose, Earl, and Lou, and then the part-time. So you have 4 maintenance men, and basically, you know, one is a dual purpose maintenance in the clubhouse and then helping the grounds gentlemen. But what exactly, when you say other projects, I walked around, I don't see anything as far as keeping up the front of the clubhouse. The solar lights that were wrapped around the palm trees, which were nice visual effect at night, nobody's fixed those. They've been down since Christmas. The solar lights in front of the clubhouse are all discombobulated. What exactly are these gentlemen doing to encompass an 8-hour day that they're being paid for? I mean, I don't see some of them ever outside of the building.
Okay. What I can do is...
Did you have another question, Annette?
Pardon me? I don't know.
I said, is there another question too?
Yes, there was another question, and unfortunately, since I wasn't able to ask, it was on the proposed budget that was presented to the residents, the treasurer's report on May 19, 2020, and this was given May 26th. And I have a question as to one of the line items that were in here that is of concern to me. Was I didn't quite understand under administrative, what is hospitality and goodwill? I'm sorry. It's under repair and maintenance. Excuse me. There's supplies, recreational. You have it. What is hospitality and goodwill? What exactly is that line?
Okay, I can explain that. When this whole COVID-19 certainly affected all of us. Our firemen, our ambulance drivers, I cooked them each shift for 4 days. I cooked them lunch That's one example. Another example would be when we had the meeting in the parking lot in April regarding the plan of action, what we were going to do. We bought pizzas and water for staff. Also, every once in a while, subs are purchased for the staff, drinks, stuff like that.
Well, let me ask you, I don't recall the firemen and EMTs coming in the park for a meal.
That's what I was going to ask. When did that happen?
When did that happen? Because unfortunately, I don't really get away much. And
they came in and picked up the food because everything was limited and just Goodwill. And I did report it to the board. It was in my report.
I don't ever remember seeing that.
I do remember saying she did meals for the fire department.
I remember also.
It was in the written report?
Yeah,
there was one. They picked the food up here and took it back.
Yeah. Okay.
How about, you know, in your written report, which the residents don't get, you know, the residents would like to know.
It's in the lobby and it's also on the website.
On the website.
Okay, like if somebody's 94 and they don't have a computer and stuff like that, there's a lot of people that for reasons do not go online or do not have a laptop. So sometimes it's just 732 is unutilized. Put things up there. That would have been nice for the people to hear the nice gesture from the residents of the Holiday Park, what was done for some of our essential workers in the community. Now, see, if somebody said, well, that was nice of Holiday Park to do that for people. You know, the residents kind of boasted their morale a little since we were shut-ins for so many months. But there's things on, you know, it really more transparency with the way our money is being spent. You know, I'd like to see that. Unfortunately, you know, we're not updated. And I basically would like to see more. I'd like to know what exactly... My main concern is what exactly do all our maintenance gentlemen up there do for 8 hours inside that clubhouse? I used to clean houses, and I could have cleaned the lobby area in a matter of 4 hours. What do four fellas do for 8 hours a day?
I don't think that's something that can be answered right now, or should it be on public comment time? But I can certainly put a note in and address it.
If you'd like, I can submit reports. I have lists of things that that are done. You may have caught them at a time where right now we're trying to transition the pool operations, and we're trying to figure out the best way. Perhaps they, and I know they were, they did talk about this. They can't just be running around. And, you know, these are things that they do talk about. Am I saying that they're probably is goof off time? Sure. You're going to find that with every staff member on the planet. However, I can tell you that they are productive, and I have a camera right above my head, and I can watch and I time and I know where they are. There's only one person that I could not find his hiding place to this day. Who was it? It was Shawnee. It was Shawnee. I swear he had one hiding place. I never found it. Never. But the others, oh, yeah. I know what goes on. I watch them. I time them. So nobody's perfect in that. And I understand your concerns.
I just, you know, as was pointed out, just kind of
that's enough.
I think 3 minutes is up.
Yeah. Any more comments? Any more public comments?
Yes, I have Anne-Marie. Go ahead.
Hi, everyone. Anne-Marie Ashley, 387 Holiday Park Boulevard. I just have one question. I think it's directed to Cherie. It's in reference to the pool. And I would like to kind of know at 8:30 when the pool closes, what is the procedure that the guys follow to sanitize the pool area?
Well, they're supposed to close the umbrellas, of course, and they're supposed to wipe down the tables and wipe down the chairs. They're supposed to wipe down the gates, both entering the PVC and also the wrought iron gate. Right now, looking out at the deck, I don't know who took out the extra chairs, but according to what the board had voted on. There's not supposed to be that many chairs out there, but right. That's what they're supposed to do.
Okay, because I believe it was 12 chairs and 12 lounges was supposed to be put out. Personally, I would think at the end of the day, those 12 chairs and 12 loungers should be put back in their places 6 feet apart for social distancing, like it was originally set up. Yes.
This is no different than before COVID-19. Okay. All those chairs were in a line. All those tables were perfect.
Well, they were in the very beginning. I go to the pool almost every day. Those chairs in the very beginning were lined up 6 feet apart, put back where they were, but they're not doing that now. And I'm not trying
to. I will, Anne-Marie, I apologize, and I will address it. That's one of my pet peeves. Thank you. I definitely will address it. Thank you.
I just think everything should be put back the way it was at the end of the day, so absolutely. Everybody knows where it's supposed to be. Yep. And I hope they are sanitizing those chairs, even though I bring my own wipes. If I want to sit on a chair, I'm going to wipe it down again. But I don't think everybody does, because there's been a lot of people at that pool lately, a lot of children.
Like I said, Anne-Marie, I will address it. And again, that's one of my pet peeves, and it will be corrected.
Thank you very much.
Any more public comments?
I don't see any on here.
Okay, so then trustee comments?
Well, I'm just going to reiterate what Annette said about our 732. It is underutilized, and I know John particularly is always looking for new information and comments and criticisms or whatever. So maybe, Cherie, you could utilize it a little bit more in bringing people up to date on various projects that have been completed or are being worked on. I think that would be a good update for everybody to utilize.
I would love to.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's a great communication for our up north residents. They would really like to. It was mentioned maybe opening up a Facebook page for us, Holiday Park, here at the office, but I think 732 is a better idea.
Yeah. Well, that's
well, we the won't see it yeah. here in up I north.
Guess, what am I talking about? They can't get it yes. up north.
We yeah, they're not.
Sorry.
No, well, Nanette was talking about those who are sure. older than me, who might not be using
older than dirt. You mean
you got that right? You know, you're lucky you're far away. I'm just saying that you know, for those that are living in within the community, just to know what's going on right here. But again,
I apologize. I don't know what the hell I was thinking.
Yeah, no,
that's
but
okay.
your written report gets posted, so that would be the only other way that those out of town would be able to see
and,
it.
And John does such a great job with it. He really does.
And you could put a lot more information, as I said, you could put more information on there, the projects that have been completed, especially regarding our gate and what's been changed there.
And, you know, sometimes people may see it on the TV, but they may not be when you were painting the gate area, someone said, you know, have it posted on their bulletin board, and maybe it wasn't there up in time. Somebody said they didn't see it. I don't know. I wasn't there. But having stuff like that, a warning that this is what's going to be happening at the gate on 732 would be, you know, stuff like that that happens. Tree trimming's going to be going on. We're going to be in your backyard or whatever. So that's great.
Yeah,
the only thing I would like to suggest to add onto the agenda for next for the next meeting would be an update regarding our cleaning of the ditches and the grates and all that other thing. We haven't had an update on that.
Okay.
Yeah, I have something to say, please. Okay. First and foremost, I want to thank everyone on the board for voting me on and having a confidence in me. I really appreciate that. Now, I've also been doing something. I heard that we're having some animals come in here that are way over our weight limit. So my love for researching law, because of the labor law I took at Temple University, I love doing research. I've spent many hours on my computer doing extensive research on emotional support animals. I've studied the ADA, American Disabilities Act law. I've studied the new Florida law that was just enacted July 1st of 2020. I've studied the Fair Housing Act law, and I've got 8 pages here of things that has to be done in order for an ESA animal to be in our park. So if anybody, you know, I'm willing to share that to anybody and let them know exactly what I'm doing. And like I said, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, Bob. I was just going to say, and I appreciate the research you did on that. I did receive, yes. We all did receive what you wrote. I did say we need to reference the laws that you actually looked up. And I don't know if you realize this or not, but that was one of the reasons Carl Bone was going to be here,
yes.
is to help us with that. And because he's not, I think, is that
He did write a very extensive reply on that.
He did.
And yeah. I think the way I read it, I don't know. I'm, you know, me and the
I've done a whole lot more research since then. And a lot of my research is coming out of the ADR, which is American Disabilities Rights, and who they are. And also the brand new law that came into effect July 1st of 2020 is Florida passed it because the new rules were intended to address a growing concern that tenants are purchasing illegitimate documentation for ESAs, which is an emotional support animal. Like I said, I've got 8 pages here. I've spent, I can't tell you how many hours, and what you got is just a tip of the iceberg. And I've got, like I said, most of mine came out of the American Disabilities Rights, and I can tell you exactly who they are when people want to know or when we want to discuss that.
Yeah, I think okay. that he being Carl Bone, was really concerned about the fair housing laws that we have to abide by.
Yeah, I've researched a lot of that too. And like I said, there are certain things that I'm not sure that Carl Bone looked at, because like I said, I really researched it, and there's different kinds of dogs. And one of the main things is your certification. There's no such thing as a certification. You have to have a document from a mental health, not just your PCP. It's got to come from somebody who has studied into mental health. And also it must come from the DSM-IV manual. The DSM-IV manual is what psychologists and psychiatrists use they use different sections in there to diagnose their patients. And it's a manual that all psychiatrists and psychologists use when they do diagnose mental patients. And it is a manual that must be used by them according to the law.
Bob, have the office make copies of what you have? And do you want to pass that on to with a copy to each of the trustees?
Yeah, I'll give you all 8 pages.
There's one thing that I don't think you all understand. There's a difference between an emotional support animal and a service animal.
Service we do understand that,
covered
Ross.
By the ADA, and the emotional services are not covered by ADA. They are covered by the Fair Housing Act. So it's two different, and you know, you can't qualify an emotional support animal as a disability.
Absolutely. One of the pages I have one is service dogs and the explanation. One is emotional support dog and the explanation. One is therapy dog and the explanation. And one is a companion dog and the explanation. So you'll be able to read all those.
None of those qualify under the ADA.
A service dog does.
Service dogs.
Yes. And that means because he has been trained. An emotional support animal has not had any training whatsoever.
Absolutely. Have no training.
Right. Neither did my ex-husband, so there we go. What can I tell you?
I'll make sure everybody gets copies of every one of those.
Okay.
Now, if you can read it, they're all in my handwriting, so.
All right.
That's trouble.
Still on trustee comment?
Yes.
Okay. I have a trustee comment. It's my own personal feelings, but you know, since we don't have a grounds crew anymore, we don't have any people actually working for us other than Dwayne, as far as ground crew. Now, we've got a lot of things that we used to have the grounds crew do in the off season, which nobody has to. We have to hire outside people now because we don't have our own people to do it. I would like to see, it has to be budgeted and everything, but we need people to work in the park, painting signs, painting lines, doing all kinds of things that not being done now, which we used to have our grounds crew do, especially in the off season, because when I was on the board before, we've had our grounds crew fix sidewalks, pour new sidewalks, all kinds of different things in the off season. We don't have
what's considered off season.
Hold on, wait a minute. We just replaced every sign in the park, street signs.
No, I think he's referring. I think he's referring to the signage in the streets. We used to have them repainted as far as exit and everything.
Yes,
and, those need to be redone again.
That's definitely on our agenda. We're going to be painting all the signs. We are going to be fixing sidewalks.
The sidewalks, I'd like that for a thorough discussion with the Board of Trustees.
Well, I will have a list, but to answer Russ's question, we have been doing those things. Just as a start, we painted all the signage coming into the park, myself included. We did all that in-house, and I would like to continue to do those. The lines by the stop signs, the arrows, along all the roads, I think that's going to look sharp. It's going to really, really brighten up the park. So in answer to that, Russ, yes, we're going to continue to do these projects.
So that would be our maintenance crew doing that?
That will be Jose, that will be Lou, that will be the evening crew, that will be Dwayne, that will be everybody who is available.
So no new people to get hired to do this?
No. We'll have the day people do it as soon as the evening shift, 2:30, 2:45, boom. They're out there doing it until it gets dark.
There's one thing that they're not doing, and that's cleaning out the ditches like the grounds crew used to do. And they used to clean out all the drains and everything.
We're going to check on that. That was already mentioned earlier.
And you've got to get everybody to do that. No one can really that's hired here can just say that they're only relegated to working by the recreation hall.
Joanne, we already talked about that earlier. Jose put up all the new signs out in the front at the
I know.
You know, he's not, no. Everybody does a little bit of everything. And I'm going to totally be with Mr. Shortledge. I'm going to have, we're going to be working, hopefully, hi Bob, working, hi. You can help me work with the ditches and all that stuff. He's very knowledgeable. So.
Yes, that's why I'm here, because number one, those ditches, especially where, and I explained this before, where they go under the road, where the pipes go down to a 16-inch.
Exactly.
They need to be cleaned out for them to drain. Otherwise, they're not going to drain.
Oh, there you go.
Put on your boots.
There you go. Tell me which day you're available, and I'll get my rubber muck boots on.
I'm available for anything in the infrastructure here, because everything I've done to improve it, I want it to stay that way. I don't want it to go.
All righty. I will wear my muck boots and we'll get right in there. They're down and dirty.
Okay. I have a question, Sherry Blue.
Okay. Go ahead.
What's going on with the truck?
We're keeping the truck.
We're going to keep it.
Okay. We're keeping it for now.
Especially to come in handy now if we're going to bring mulch in and do it around the gazebo and stuff like that. That's right. We need that truck. That's ours and we're keeping it.
Okay. Very good. Someone had, what about, there was a comment on, somebody said something, I think maybe you, Cherie, about a Facebook page or something for communication.
I don't know. That's something that's in the infancy stages. I really am not into, or if the board wants it, I don't know if I want to maintain a page like that. I really don't. I see the mudslinging and everything that goes on.
Something I just happened to notice that Diane commented. She does apparently the Facebook page that you can join, that there is an actual Facebook page that you do one-way communication that no one can comment on. So it would just be informational, perhaps similar to Channel 732. Pardon me? Sounds like a secretary job, like for me, you mean?
No.
I don't know Facebook at all, but certainly something that could be talked about. I mean, I have no idea how to do it. And it might be something Lori, I know, was going to look into website development and stuff and how to manage that.
I guess going to do this. Yes.
And she's, yep.
We're and looking at it now, which
that's something that could come in with that. Okay. Hey, I'm done.
Any more comments?
Why? I make a motion to adjourn.
A second.
I second it. Who seconded it?
Favor, say aye.
Everybody.
Everybody. Aye. Just pick one.
We all did.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Thank you.
Adjourned at 3:33.